Hello, beautiful soul community.
Heaven on earth or hell,
This
which one?
came up from a post that another psychic medium made, and it was about her saying that souls get stuck in limbo and that their pain and suffering stays with them while they're in that limbo state or that space of whatever it is. And she's like, I hate that other psychic mediums say that because that doesn't bring peace to the people who are receiving it. And I totally agree. I totally agreed. And my response to that, and I'm gonna read off my screen. I wanna go off of that into this video for all of you, because I feel like this has come up a lot lately within my family and within my friends. And it's something that I think we need to talk about. So what I said was, I totally agreed. And that everything is a timeline, meaning no time exists. So, in essence, we are either walking and waking up in hell here on earth or in heaven. Okay, so when a psychic medium says things like they are still here stuck, they mean on a different timeline reality. It's just unseen. This may bring some peace, may not. It's all a perception. Same way we can connect with the souls passing over, that part of them never left us, and which is why we can tap into their energy and frequency as we knew them. Their soul lives within infinite timelines, which is why we can feel super connected to a stranger because we can feel or resonate with their memory still living in our cells, their soul's essence. It's a really beautiful journey when we kind of can communicate and translate that energy frequency that we all have within each other for each other, okay? Because we all are related. We all are one. And when we have this concept of one being created through that memory that is deeply ingrained within ourselves, right? Our soul's essence that gets carried on through lifetimes and lifetime and lifetime, but it's never ending. Timelines are always open, they're always infinite. We just can't see them. If we could see all of the timelines that existed, our brains, our human minds would explode, okay? And so it's really beautiful when we go to have a reading with a psychic medium or somebody who can translate and communicate with our loved ones that we feel into our heart space, we understand where they're coming from and the connection they have with that unseen realm, that infinite timeline that's existing where we once knew those people or those pets or whatever, that soul that has now passed on. And they're communicating to us because we are resonating, okay, still with that frequency, that essence, that vibration that they held within that lifetime with us. We still know that. We still remember that feeling, that vibe, right? Between them and those memories because they live within us. So we can't ever shut that off. We'll always feel for them because we know them, because we have known them, because we have felt them, because we've exchanged emotions together, we've ch exchanged energy, we've exchanged frequency, right? And so when we are connecting with our loved ones and when we are connecting in spirit, we are connecting with the other timelines and realities. That just have collapsed or shut, off. Those times that existed where you were with your loved one have now been closed. And so this closing doesn't mean they're broken, that they're stuck there in their suffering if they were sick or if they were, died a traumatic death or whatever it was. It just means that their essence, their vibration is there. Their vibration of who they were at their core, not of that sickness that, maybe overtook them or took them away from, the timelines that you are continuing on with, right? But it just means that they are in that timeline, but they can connect in this timeline, this now timeline, with you because you have that connection of memory within yourselves, okay? Within your soul's memory, okay? Because our body is held here by our soul, the consciousness of our soul. Our soul always remembers, it always knows, it always Has the direction, it has the clarity, it has the guidance, it has the vibrations of love and compassion, which is from source, which is what we are. And so there is no disconnection or separation from that. Just like there is no disconnection or separation from the souls we connect with, from the souls we know already. And at our very core of soul essence, we know everybody. We know everything. We know all things because we're all connected. This is the vibration and essence and frequency of all, the all, right? And so a lot of us today are tapping into this field of remembrance of other past lifetimes where we were priests or priestesses. We were light workers in those timelines, and we're coming online more now. We're shining our light because we're remembering and we're opening up those stored memories within. And so this can cause a little bit vibrational shaking, the shaking off, which I see as more so because I've been through it a lot in my lifetime, is anxiousness and panic, okay? If we can begin to start to look at panic and those sensations that come along with panic or anxiousness, it's really the shaking off, the shedding, and the purging of those layers uncovered still. So it's uncovering those layers, those rememberings within your DNA, your cellular memory, right? That the soul has carried on for you to awaken and open up those gifts. That's why it's called Great Awakening, because when you awaken, you start to remember your light, you start to remember your essence, you start to remember all those vivid memories, that those downloads and those keys that bring you more clarity. Invite you to see more openly, neutral, instead of separating yourself from your fellow human or your fellow society. You feel more in tune with the vibration that brings more love and compassion, or more kindness, more acceptance, and you start to begin to see yourself and see others in this new light, right? Because you're starting to shine so brightly and to share your light that it's now, that sun that's above us, you are becoming that sun. And so you're shining on all the darkness, right? And so you start to see others and you start to empathize with them. But sometimes what can happen is, our essence of our soul is so open. As children, we become these empaths, right? We become the ones that hold all these the dark, more heavy vibrations, more lower vibrational essences of the world, of others, of the lifetimes that we've had, and we carry them through, and we and a part of our soul's like, this is a part of my purpose to heal this, to heal what was, right? From those other timelines that it's still remembering within its cells. And so the empath can grow up and start to become the person who is overgiving, overachieving, just to be liked, to be seen, to be noticed. It can be the empath that is taking on everyone's pain and suffering, and not being with their own pain and suffering, not having strong boundaries, not being in safe and healthy relationships. That is the empath, because you see the good in all things. You see the good in all people, in all beings, and you know that you're at your core, you are a healer. You are the empath who is here to heal the world, right? But that concept has kept you kind of stuck in a state of that codependency, anxiously attached, or seeking validation, right? Seeking that you are this beautiful form of light here to gift others this love and connection. But you have to start from within. You have to give it to yourself first so that you can shine and show others. And that is the way that we learn as a creature, as we learn as an evolutionary human. We learn through creation. We learn through inspiration. We learn through manifestation, right? We learn to see what we are bringing in with our thoughts and our thinking. So if we are thinking that someone else can bring this in for us, right? And if we think that others can bring us more joy or more love or more compassion, then is that really you sourcing it? Or is it you actually pulling their energy in, inwards, right? And then there's a disconnect because a part of you still feels like there is, it's not enough, right? So you want more, right? That anxiously attached, right? You need more of them. You need more affection. You need more touch. You need more attention from them instead of giving that to yourself. Because again, it all is going to come from within. As above, so below. It's never going to come from not yourself, right? It's going to come from you recognizing and resonating then with the energies and essence of another that they too have this within them, yes. And then you will strengthen and empower that yourself and therefore empower others. And you will find these like-minded souls and these like-minded communities that make you feel resonant, that make you feel like you are connected, that make you feel like you are engaged, that you are related with, right? And this is the soul family connection. And this is the soul surfacing in this reality and finding its community, finding its people, remembering the soul essence as pure source, like returning back to source. It's all about returning back to source and the source of who you are at your core as a soul, okay? Through the remembrance of others. All right, guys, see ya.